我希望各位在座的每一位都有一个解答。
Hopefully each of us here you have an answer for that.
我们今天我们有特别讲员。
Today we have a special speaker.
Andy McCaffrey 弟兄。
Andy 弟兄。Brother Andy.
他会今天他给我们讲道。
And he is going to be our speaker.
他是我们教会所支持的在台湾的传道人。
He is one of the missionary that our church support. He is in Taiwan right now.
我等一下他讲完以后，我会做一个比较详细的介绍。
After he gives the sermons, and I'll give the more detailed introduction.
现在我把时间交给 Andy。
大家平安。
Peace to all my brothers.
We are going to read the Bible today. It's the Luke chapter 4,
verses
14-22.
And today, I'd like to read the Bible verses from Luke chapter 4, verses
我们可以一起来念路加福音第四章十四节到二十二节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 14 to 22.
请。可以，驾照的时候请。十四章十四节。
Chapter four.
来不及。
Luke chapter four, verse 14 to 22.
好，我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
耶稣满有圣灵的能力，回到加利利，把那一生就传遍了四方。他在各会堂里教训人，众人都称赞他。耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是拿撒勒的地方，在安息日照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说：“主的灵在我身上，因为他用高高我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。”报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，将那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜讯。于是把书卷起来，交还执事，就坐下。会堂里的人都定睛看他。耶稣对他们说：“今天这经应验在你们耳中了。”众人都称赞他，并吸取他口中所出的恩言。
好，我特别要讲是第十八节，第十八节。
Today I would like to especially emphasize on the verse 18.
我们再念一次好不好
？Let's read it all together one more time.
十八节。
Verse 18.
主的灵在我身上，因为他用高高我。叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，将那受压制的得自由。
好，在这个经文，我要强调三件事情：第一个是圣灵，第二个是贫穷的人，第三个是福音。
In this verse, I would like to emphasize three points.The first one is Holy Spirit. The second one is poor people. The third one is the gospel, the good news.
Okay, 我们开始以前，我们来做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
天上的父，我求你帮助我们了解这个经文。主啊，我求你，我讲中文的时候帮助我讲清楚。主啊，我求你。每一个人能够用你的圣灵 也而且能够了解这个经文，就我们都能够可怜贫穷的人，而且把福音传给他们。主啊，我们谢谢你祷告奉主耶稣的名。Amen。 我开始讲这个经文以前，我要讨论他的就业的背景。
Before I start to preach this particular verse, I would like to give you the background in the Old Testament.
耶稣在这里引用的经文是以赛亚书61章二到一节，以赛亚书61章一到二节。
This particular verse that Jesus Christ he used actually came from the Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1 and 2.
以赛亚是活在主前700年的时候。
Isaiah he lived 700 years before Christ.
我们会称呼他旧约的传福音的先知。
He is called the Old Testament Evangelical Prophet.
这个是因为他常常提到耶稣的事情。
That is because he often mentioned things regarding Jesus Christ.
在第七章到十二章，而且四十章到六十六章，他特别讲到耶稣的事情。
In chapter 7 to 12 and chapter 40 to 66,He prophesies about Jesus.
我要我们很快读一些的这个经文。
And we'll read together some of these verses.
我不要在这里讨论他们，我只要读，我们一起读。
I don't want to go into details. I just want all of us read it together.
第一个经文是七章十四节。
The first one is chapter 7, verse 14.
这个以赛亚书七章十四节。
Isaiah 7:14.
好，我们一起来
念。Let's read it together.
好，这个是有名的。以赛亚说要有一个童女生子。
This is a well-known verse. Isaiah, he said that there's a virgin, and he's going to give birth to a child.
第二个经文是六章九章六节。
The second verse I would like to read is chapter 9, verse 6.
好，我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
你有一胎为我而生，有一子赐给我。圣权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
也是一个有名的经文。
This is also a well-known verse.
第三节是十一章一到二节。
The third verse I would like to read is chapter 11, verse 1 to 2.
这个经文开始时候说，从耶西的本。
Here it tells us from the roots of Jesse.
Jesse 就是大卫的父亲。
He was the father of David.
所以意思就是从大卫的后裔。
In other words, he's a descendant of David.
这个大卫活至主前一百年。
David was born about 100 years before Christ was born. 1,000 years, I'm sorry.
所以这个是大卫活着300年以后，以赛亚写的。
In other words, up 300 years after David was born, Isaiah he wrote this one.
Okay, 我们一起来念第一二节。
Let's read together the verse 1 and 2.
来。
从耶西的本地发一条，从他本身的子地界果实，耶和华的灵必住在他身上。
在第四十章到六十六章，有四个经文都是提到 主的仆人。
From chapter 40 to 66, there are four passages in which God speaks about the Messiah, His servant.
Okay, 第一个是42章一到四节。
The first one is chapter 42, verse 1 to 2.
42章一到四节。
Chapter 42, verse 1 to 4.
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
看那大国的仆人，我所服侍、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的名赐给他，他必将国民传给外邦，他必这样。
看这里他看了我的仆人。
Here it says, "Here is my servant. Look, here's my servant."
以后他说他会怎么样
？And then following that, imagine what he was going to do.
Okay, 第二个神的仆人的经文是49章一到六节。
A second place we are going to read is from Isaiah 49:1-6.
我们来念第一、第三、第五节。
We are going to just read verse 1, 3rd, and 5th.
Okay. 49章第一节，请。
主宰大王，当听我言，别让我的聪明啊，留心而听，自我福来，耶和华就显照我，知足不负，他就听我的名。
三节，第三节。五节
，verse five。
耶稣啊，关于耶稣形容他说他是我的仆人，他要叫以色列回神的面前。
In other words, that he wants the Israelites return to God.
第三个经文是以赛亚第五十章四到九节。
Another place we are going to read is from the Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4 to 9.
我们念就是第六节。
We are just going to read verse 6 only.
请一起来。
Let's read it together.
人夸我的背，我人夸他，人夸我的山。
在这里，他开始谈他的仆人要受苦。
Here he mentioned that his servant is going to suffer.
第四个神的仆人的经文是最有名的。
The fourth God's servant's passage is the most famous one.
就是以赛亚书五十二章十三节到五十三章十二节。
This is from Isaiah chapter 52, verse 13.To chapter 53, verse 12.
这个经文全部是谈耶稣被钉在十字架的事情。
The whole passage talks about Jesus and his crucifixion.
我们可以念第头一节，而且最后一节。
We're just going to read the first verse and the last verse.
以赛亚书五十二章十三节。
Isaiah 52, verse 13.
Okay, 来
Let's read together.
我的仆人心事已有智慧，他必告诉上神，且成为知道。
好，以后第五十三章十二节。
Isaiah 53 verse 12.
所以我要使他伟大的国分，以强盛的军分为奴，因为他将民倾倒，以至于。他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
在路加福音第四章，耶稣拿以赛亚书的时候，他 翻到另外的经文，就是六十一章第一节。
In Luke chapter 4, when Jesus takes the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, he opened to another passage about the Messiah. That is in Isaiah 61, verse 1.
Okay, 最后我们来一起来念这个。
Let's read it, this verse together.
来。
因为耶和华又高高我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的复解了，报告耶和华的恩典。
好，这个经文都是谈耶稣的事情。
All those verses talk about Jesus Christ.
耶稣来到我们的世界不是一个偶然的事情。
Jesus came to this world is not by chance.
先是用2000年预备耶稣来。
God used 2000 years to prepare for his coming.
先是叫亚伯拉罕开始一个国家，因为他要有一个国家，耶稣可以来到那个国家。
God used Abraham to createA nation, because he wanted to have a nation for Jesus Christ to come.
神是叫大卫做王，因为他要耶稣做大卫的后裔。
He called David to be a king because he wanted Jesus to be a descendant of David.
神是派很多的先知，都是要谈耶稣的事情。
God sent many prophets before him.In order to talk about Jesus,
基督教是一个历史上的教。
Christianity is a historical religion.
不是，就是耶稣突然的、很聪明的开始讲道，大家来相信，开始基督教。
Isn't that something that God, Jesus came here all of a sudden and wants everyone to believe in?
大部分的宗教是这样子的，只有一个聪明的人。开始的以后很多人来相信。
Most of the religions started just like this way. Start from a very smart person to create a religion and make people to believe.
但是基督教不是这样子，先是用2000年预备耶稣要来，以后他来应用一些的prophecies.
But Christianity is not like that way.God used 2,000 years to prepare for Jesus' coming.
以赛亚是一个历史上的人。
Isaiah, he was a historical person.
他活居2700年以前。
He lived about 2,700 years ago.
他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
He was a descendant of Abraham.
那个时候神的灵来到他的身上，而且他写下来他一些的预言。
At that time, the Spirit of God came upon him, and he wrote down these prophecies.
700年以后，耶稣来，他引用那一些的，他应验那一些的预言。
And 700 years later on, Jesus Christ came, and he fulfilled all those prophecies.
所以我们相信他是主的弥赛亚。
So, therefore, we believe that.Jesus is Messiah.
在路加第四章这个经文，他那里谈耶稣开始在加利利讲道。
From the Luke chapter 4, it tells us Jesus is starting his preaching in Galilee.
我们可以一起来念14-15节。
We can read it together from the Luke chapter 4, verse 14 and 15.
Okay, 请
Let's read it together.
耶稣乃有圣灵的能力，回到加利利，他的名声就传遍了四方。他在各会堂里教训人，众人都称赞他。
以耶稣开始讲道以后，有一天他来到他自己的城市，就是拿撒勒。
Then one day he went to his own city, that is Nazareth.
按照他的习惯，安息日的时候，他进去他们的会堂。
According to the customs at that time, that on the Sabbath day, he went to the synagogue.
因为大家认识他，所以 他们选择他来讲道。
Because everyone knew him, that's why they choose him to give a speech.
他自己请他们的执事给他以赛亚书，以后他大概念61:1-2。
He asked his deacons to give him the scroll, and he opened the book of Isaiah and read those passages.
他读完的时候，这个会堂很安静。
After he finished the reading, the whole congregation was silent.
大家都很惊讶。
They were amazed.
二十节说，会堂里的人都定睛看他。
In the verse 20, it says the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him.
他开口以后，他说：“以赛亚试探今天。”
And then he says, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing."
一起来念第二十一节。
Let's read it together on the verse 21.
他们都了解他的意思。
They all understood what he was trying to say.
犹太人已经等候1000年多。
Because they had waited for more than 1,000 years.
他们都会谈这个弥赛亚的事情。
They all know the things about Messiah.
所以他们了解耶稣要说，我就是你等候的那一位。
Understood when Jesus said that he was the one that they were waiting for.
以后你可以看，继续看下去，他们没有接受他。
But if you keep reading that, you will find out that they didn't accept him.
今天我不要谈这个。
Today I'm not going to talk about this.
我要谈他的信息。
I'm going to talk about his message.
就是18节。
That is on the verse
18. 在这个经文我们看到他谈神的灵贫穷的人而且神的福音。
Here it talks about the spirit of God, the poor, and the good news, the gospel.
我们应该了解这三个事情。
We should all understand those three things.
神的灵。
The Lord's spirit.
耶稣是被神的灵充满。
Jesus was filled by the Holy Spirit.
他是一个属灵的人。
He was a spiritual person.
他的侍奉是完全靠圣灵。
His service was totally based on the Spirit.
他没有靠他的肉体。
Not by his own flesh.
他没有靠他是一个聪明的人。
Not by his own intelligence.
我想今天你来教会代表你对属灵的事情有兴趣。
Today you are here, I'm sure, because you want to know.More about the spiritual thing.
你没有来这里，因为在这里可以赚钱。
You don't come here because you can make money here.
你来这里因为要认识神。
You come here because you want to know God.
也认识神。
To know Him.
跟做一个属灵的人。
And to be a spiritual person.
是一样的事情。
They are all the same.
耶稣是充满了神的灵。
Jesus was full of the Spirit.
我们应该问，耶稣为什么？给人那么深的印象。
We must ask why people have such a deep impression, great impression about Jesus Christ.
可能是他有口才或他的本人。
Maybe he was eloquent.
但是我想那个不是最深的理由，为什么他给人那么深的印象。
But I'm sure that wasn't the reason that the reason that why people had such a great impression about him.
我想他讲道的时候，他们都感觉到他是充满神的灵。
I'm sure that when people felt that when he talked, they could feel the Holy Spirit within.
所以他们有点惧怕。
That's why they were afraid.
那我要问他们怎么知道神的灵在他的身上。
Then I'm going to ask you that how do they know that they all know that the Spirit was with him.
是不是是因为他讲方言或他讲预言
That's because he prophesied or because he was able to speak tongues
不是，耶稣没有在这里做这些事情。
He didn't do those things.
而且有很多的非基督徒会做这种的事情。
All those things, a lot of non-Christians, they can do it too.
是不是耶稣用大声祷告，或他会哭，所以人认为，他是充满的圣灵？
Is that because he prayed with loud voice, or he could cry? That's why people say that he was filled with his Holy Spirit.
我用这些例子，因为现在很多的人认为那个就是充满圣灵的意思。
The reason I use those examples because a lot of people misunderstand that those are the way to be filled by Holy Spirit.
我要用一个例子帮助我们了解充满圣灵的事情。
I would like to give an example of what is to be filled by Holy Spirit.
如果一个弟兄或一个姊妹告诉你他是有圣灵的带领，所以他要买一辆宾士轿车。
Suppose a brother or a sister tells you that the Holy Spirit has convinced him or her that he needs to buy a Mercedes-Benz.
你会有什么样的反应？
And what is our reaction?
我自己会打一个问号。
I'll give a very big question mark.
我不会跟他们说我怀疑你，但是心里会想。
Although I'm not going to say I have question about this, but in my mind I do have a question mark.
你有钱的话，而且要买一个一辆宾士轿车，我不会反对你。
If you have money and you can afford to buy a Mercedes-Benz, I'm not going to oppose that.
但是我不认为是圣灵的带领。
But I'm not going to think it is led by the Holy Spirit.
给你另外例子。
I'll give you another example.
如果一个弟兄或一个姊妹，他跟我讲，他很关心那些的无家可归的孩子。
If a brother or a sister tells me that he or she is very concerned about those homeless children,
而且他要放下他的工作，开始一个机构帮助他们。
And he or she is going to give up his their own job and start an organization to help those kids.
虽然他没有谈这两个字圣灵。
Although they never mentioned this particular word, Holy Spirit.
我会想到，圣灵在他的身上开始一个大的工作。
But in my mind, I'll think that the Holy Spirit falls upon them to start his work.
从他的内容，我们可以看得出来圣灵的工作。
From their content, we can see the work of Holy Spirit.
如果一个弟兄或姊妹被改变。
If a brother or a sister is being changed,
他们开始爱主，而且渴慕他的话语。
They begin to love God and longing for His word.
就是圣灵在他的身上。
Then the Holy Spirit is in him.
我们可以说他是充满了圣灵。
Then we can say that he is filled with Holy Spirit.
从他的内容或可以说他的果子，我们会看得出来圣灵的工作。
From the content and the fruit.We can see the work of the Holy Spirit.
讲方言或预言或用大声的祷告都是外面的事情。
To speak in tongue or to prophesy or to pray with a loud voice, those are outward things.
不是坏的事情，但是不是被圣灵充满的中心。
Those are not bad things, but that's not the content of.Being filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会从一个人的里面改变他。
The Holy Spirit will change a person from within.
从里面他会有一些新的原则。
From inside, it's going to start a new principles.
他的优先秩序会被改变。
And he knows his priorities.
这个跟耶稣完全一样。
Though it was the same as Jesus Christ.
因为他是充满了圣灵，所以他很深的关心贫穷的人。
Because he was filled with the Holy Spirit, that's why he was very concerned about those poor people.
他有怜悯可怜的人的心。
He had compassion.
从这种的心，而且他的传福音的负担，人可以感觉得出来圣灵在他的身上。
With this compassion and his and the concern, and also the burden to preach the gospel, people can feel the Holy Spirit was with him.
因为他是一个圣洁的人，所以他们知道神跟他同在。
Because he was a holy person, that's why people knew that God was with him.
我记得一个苏格兰的讲道的人。
There was a preacher in Scotland.
人说每次他上台他不需要开口，大家都已经很安静下来。
Every time when he went to the podium, he even didn't have to open his mouth and the congregation would be so quiet.
不是因为他可以讲方言，
Not because he was able to speak in tongues.
他们可以感觉出来他是爱主而且牺牲他自己。
They was able to feel his love to the Lord and also his sacrifice a lot for the Lord.
这个就是有圣灵充满的意思。
That is the meaning of being filled by the Holy Spirit.
要问我们是不是愿意被圣灵充满？
Are we willing to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
我们很容易可以做很多的外面的事情以后就回家。
We are so easy to do a lot of things outwardly, then we go home.
读经、祷告、大声祷告。
To pray, to read the Bible, and to pray in the loud voice.
但是如果我们要被圣灵充满，我们应该牺牲我们自己。
But if we want to be filled by the Holy Spirit, we need to sacrifice ourselves.
第二个事情我要谈是贫穷的人。
The second thing I would like to mention is the poor.
耶稣是关心贫穷的人。
Jesus was concerned about the poor.
圣经常常说他看到一些可怜的人，他动了慈心。
In the Bible, many different places say that when he saw the poor people, he had compassion on them.
第十八节提到的是贫穷的人，被掳的人，瞎眼的人，受压迫的人。
In the verse 18, it talks about the poor people, people oppressed, and also the blind.
在我们四本福音里面，你可以看到耶稣他医治很多的生病的人，他医治很多的生病的人。
In the gospel book, you can see many instances.Jesus healed the sick.
他也帮助很多的残障的人。
He helped a lot of handicapped people.
而且那个时候有一些的人是被拒绝。
And some of the people at that time were rejected by people.
特别是税吏。
Especially the tax collector.
And 所有所说的罪人。
And all the sinners.
可是我们四本福音里面，耶稣特别关心他们。
In all the four gospel books, Jesus had special compassion to those people.
我们一起来念路加福音十四章十三节。
Let's read it together in Luke 14, verse 13.
十四章十三节。
Luke 14, verse 13.
OK, 一起，我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
凡事要谨记，还要轻慢贫穷的、残废的、瘸腿的、瞎眼的，你就有福了。
对，在这里他说，我们请客的时候，应该请可怜的人。
Here it tells us when we give a banquet, we need to invite the poor.
我们才有福了。
Then we'll be blessed.
我们有没有听到这个命令？
Do we hear this message?
我偶尔看到一些的人说世界有八亿的基督徒。
Some people tell us that there are 800 million Christians in the world.
但是我看这个经文我的心里会怀疑。
But when I read this message, I have a question mark in my heart.
我们 是不是听到这种的命令？
Do we hear this command?
我会问我自己，我会不会作为一个基督徒？
I'm going to ask myself, can I be a Christian?
这个世界是充满的很多的贫穷的而且可怜的人。
This whole world is full of the poor people and the pitiful people.
他们的生命是很苦的。
And their life is very miserable.
耶稣自己是关心这种的人。
And Jesus Christ himself concerned those people.
他教导他的门徒应该关心这种的人。
And he taught his disciples that they need to be concerned about the poor.
所以我们应该问我们自己，我们关心什么？
So we have to ask ourselves, what are we concerned about?
我们有没有这种的怜悯人的心？
Do we have the heart of compassion?
就是耶稣所有的心。
That is the attitude of Jesus Christ.
我们看到一些的可怜的人，我们应该打开我们的心。
When we see the poor people, we should open our heart.
我们应该牺牲我们自己。
We need to sacrifice ourselves.
我们的时间，而且我们的钱。
Not only our time, also our money.
耶稣说这样子做我们会有福了。
Jesus said that when you do this you are going to be blessed.
我们会做属灵的人。
There will be a spiritual person.
我们关心这种的有需要的人，就是圣灵的工作。
When we are concerned those people who are in need, this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
可能你做基督徒很久，你认为圣灵在我的身上不多。
Maybe you have been a Christian for a long time, and you feel that the Holy Spirit doesn't fall upon me very often.
我们听常常听人说应该祷告多，读经多。
We often hear people say that we need to pray more to study Bible more.
这个是真的。
That is true.
但是如果你没有打开你的心，开始关心那些有需要的人，都是没有用。
But if you don't open your heart to care those people who are in need, all the things you do is in vain.
我相信我们开始关心那些的我们的旁边有需要的人，我们会看到神的工作在我们的身上。
I'm sure that when you start to care the people around you who are in need, then you will see the work of the Holy Spirit.
第三个事情我要谈从这个经文是福音。
The third thing I'd like to talk is the gospel, the good news.
耶稣他有负担帮助贫穷的人。
Jesus, he had the burden to help the poor.
但是这个负担的中心不是他要开始一个社团。
But the center of this burden is not to start an organization.
这个是一个好的事情，开始一个帮助一些的人的社团。
It is a good thing to do when you start an organization to help the people who are in need.
但是不是耶稣的计划。
But that's not the plan of Jesus Christ.
他要传福音给他们听。
He wanted to preach the gospel to them.
我们应该关心人的物质的需要。
Yes, we need to concern about people's physical need.
如果我们没有关心人的物质的需要，圣经说我们没有关心他们。
If we cannot concern about people's physical needs, according to the Bible, then we don't care about them.
但是人的物质的需要不是他们最先的需要。
But the physical needs is not what they need the most.
耶稣他自己知道这个。
Jesus Christ himself, he knew that.
因为他自己认识神，所以他知道人的最先的需要就是跟神和好。
Because he knew God, that's why he knows the deepest need of the people is to reconcile to God.
我们可以问我们自己，大地，我们认为，假如我们要做一个快乐的人，我们应该有什么？
We have to ask ourselves, if you want to be a happy person, what do you need to do?
你是不是需要住美国？
Do you need to live in the United States?
是不是需要一个好的工作？
You need a good job?
或你是不是需要跟神和好？
or you need to be reconciled to God.
我自己呀，短短做一个见证。
I'd like to give you a short testimony here.
我看到很多的有钱的人，而且外面很有很多的事情的人。
I know a lot of rich people, and they have a lot of worldly things.
但是他们的心里不一定是满意的。
But in your heart, maybe they are not satisfied.
但是我所认识的靠近神的人。
But those people, I know that the closer they, the more closer they are to God, the happier they are.
虽然他们没有钱，他们不会说我不是有福的人。
They may not have many money, a lot of money, but they are not going to say that they are not a blessed person.
昨天晚上我跟青年的人谈话。
Last night I had the chance to talk to some youth.
我谈 Saint Augustine.
And I mentioned about Saint Augustine.
他有一个祷告。
He had a prayer.
他说。
He said,
"You have made us for yourselves." And our hearts are restless until we find our rest in Thee.
你造了我们，可是我们我们的心呢没有平一直平没有平安，直到我们安怀在你的怀抱里。
这个我想是真的。
I think that is true.
而且在圣经里面是很基本的。
And this is a basic doctrine.
对，圣经偶尔很简单。
It is simple.
你有一些人爱这个世界，可以说爱钱；有一些人爱神。
Some people they love this world and they love money, and some people they love God.
我们应该问我们自己，我们是哪一种？
And we need to ask ourselves which category you are in.
圣经说得很清楚，爱神的人是有福了。
In the Bible, it tells us very clearly that those who love the Lord, they are blessed.
耶稣讲福音不是因为他有责任感。
When Jesus he preached, not because of all the duty.
他看到一个有需要的人，他的心想他要跟他传。
He saw the need and he had the desire to preach the gospel.
不是因为他的牧师说你应该传福音。
Not because the preacher said you need to preach the gospel.
如果那个是你的思想，哦，我要传福音，因为牧师说你不会传福音。
If that's your thinking, that because pastor told us we need to preach the gospel, I don't think you're going to preach.
但是如果你认为那一些你认识的人，他们需要认识神。
But if you think those people you know, they need God.
你是这样子关心他们，你会自然的跟他们谈。
If you have this kind of concern, then automatically you are going to preach the gospel.
说这个就是耶稣的理由，他为什么把福音传给贫穷的人。
This is the reason why Jesus preached the gospel to the poor.
他知道他们需要这个比钱多。
Because he knew they need those.
他用爱心来传福音。
He preached the gospel with love.
这个我想是圣灵的工作。
And I believe this is a work of the Holy Spirit.
一边我们会关心贫穷的人。
On one hand, we care about those people who are poor.
或可怜的人。
Those pitiful people.
一边用信心，我们心会感觉到他们最先的需要是认识神。
On the other hand, by faith we know they need God.
这个就是耶稣开始传道的路加四章十八节，他要形容他自己的侍奉。
This is the
耶稣开始讲道，他要形容他自己。
Verse 18 is a passage that Jesus described himself.
他说他要神的灵是 告他。
Because he wanted the Holy Spirit to anoint him.
神的灵是叫他传福音给贫穷的人。
And God's Holy Spirit wants him to preach the gospel to the poor.
我盼望我们有一天都可以说神的灵是在我们的身上，他用告告我叫我们传福音给贫穷的人。
Hopefully one day each one of us can say that the Spirit of the Lord is on me because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor.
而且你是在来这里，你认为你自己是有需要的人。
You come here because you realize you need something.
如果你今天很寂寞。
If you are very lonely today.
你今天有沮丧。
You are depressed.
或有另外的需要
or you have another need.
你也可以听这个经文知道耶稣特别关心是你这种的人。
And for this particular verse, it can tell you that Jesus Christ concerns this kind of people.
对，他不是关心这种的骄傲的。
He doesn't care those people who are proud.
不是关心那一些的心里认为我已经成功，因为他们不关心神，神也不关心他们。
He doesn't care those people think they are successful because they don't care about God and God doesn't care about them either.
但是你有需要的人，你可以知道耶稣是关心你。
But if you are in need, you know Jesus Christ cares about you.
他是自己有福的人。
Then he is a person being blessed.
Okay, 我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们都盼望我们能够有圣灵在我们的身上。主啊，我们盼望我们能够很勇敢的牺牲我们自己，忘记我们自己的事情，纪念别的人的事情，就要求你给我们那种的心，我们能够看到一些的我们旁边的可怜的人的需要，而且我们能够像耶稣一样动了慈心，而且牺牲我们的自己帮助他们，就要我们盼望我们能够做属灵的人，就我们能够透过信心知道他们最深的需要是认识你，就不是发财，不是住美国，不是任何别的事情，就我们能够按着你的话语所说的很深的知道我们跟你和好，我们才有福了，就我们的家庭能够做很健康的家庭，我们的个人能够有一个健康的心，如果我们能够很深的认识你，就我们求你帮助我们就做这种的人，我们祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿们。